Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist at Florida International University, joins us now. Good morning, Professor. We've been talking about the pneumonia vaccine here recently, and people are wondering if that's a one and done, or do you need to get that every year?
No, you don't need to get it every year, but I think you have to tease out what's going on here. It's a little bit complicated because there are several different pneumonia vaccines. The earliest one that ever existed is one that uses a polysaccharide chain without a protein. And you're going, I'm Dr. Marty, why are you talking about polysaccharides? And the answer is that there are two kind of levels of immunity that people can have against something. One is called T-independent, and the other is called T-dependent type of B-cell immunity, right? So if you want the highest quality immunity against anything, you want to have something that shows a peptide, a protein, to T-cells and then goes back and talks to the B cell and says, yep, make a really high quality antibody against this. So many people have been vaccinated with the polysaccharide version, which doesn't have a protein at all. And therefore, they're not making the highest quality antibodies. And that made the recommendations for who to vaccinate and when very complicated. Now, in recent years, we used to have a few years ago something called Prevnar 15, which is a great new way of giving the vaccine, right? Because now you're giving it, you have it attached to a protein, and so you're getting that high quality type of immune response. And more recently, they've made something called Prevnar 20. So it really does depend on which one you got and when as to how many doses of the vaccine you need. For children, we're recommending 4 doses of the Prevnar 20 at 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, 12 months, and 15 months, and then they're good to go, right? Mm-hmm. We don't think that they'll need any other vaccines later because you get a really high-quality vaccination. If you and then it becomes complicated depending on, again, whether or not what you got before is going to continue to cover you, right? So and it also depends on your underlying conditions. Do you want to talk about some of those details?
Well, first,
what would you like to know?
And I'm getting over my head explosion after you were talking about all the different cells. tell me the question that I need to ask the person giving me the shot for pneumonia. What do I need to ask?
Okay, you need to ask if they've ever had a pneumococcal vaccine. That's the first question. And then you need to know which one they got, okay?
Mm-hmm. What's the one I want?
You need to know how old they are. Then you need to know if they have any immunocompromising conditions, because all of that changes the recommendations.
Right. Okay, which is the one I want? What's the pneumonia vaccine I want to get?
You want to get Prevnar 20.
Prevnar
20.
That's
the latest and greatest.
Okay.
And the reason you want that one, Bob, is because this is really actually really super interesting science. When you look at making antibodies, right, there are special cells that make antibodies and those are called the B cells, right? And they get woken up when signals that they receive tell them, hey, clone yourself, you're a good one, you might be able to fight this thing. When you give a polysaccharide vaccine, they get the signals to clone themselves, and they make more, and they start making a type of antibody. But when you give a vaccine that has protein as well attached to these other molecules, then the B cell goes and talks to T cells, has a little conversation. And if the T cell recognizes the protein that's part of what the B cell is seeing, the T cell says, yep, can come over here and get educated here in the germinal center, and we're going to give you the finest and the greatest and the most magnificent antibodies you can possibly, you know, make. And so it travels to the university of the germinal center, gets highly educated, makes a very refined antibody, and then it becomes a cell dedicated to making those antibodies called a plasma cell. It goes and sits in your bone marrow and constantly releases these fantastic high-quality antibodies. So it really does make a difference which vaccine you received.
All right. I think I get it. But fortunately, we post our conversations with you on our website, WGNRadio.com, so people can go back and listen to this later on. A number of our listeners also sent this question for you. Here's one. I'm just getting over COVID. When can I get my flu shot? A lot of people wondering about that.
Yeah, ideally, we always prefer you to get a vaccine after you get over whatever it is you have, so that the immune system is in prime condition to do something else. However, it does depend on how affected you are, especially if you're truly almost over it, it's probably okay to go ahead and get the flu vaccine. But if you're still with lingering symptoms, you may also have lingering virus in a way that your immune system would rather just work on one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But it also depends on one more thing, Bob, and that is, where are you going to go? Where are you going to be? And what is your risk for flu? You know, are you a teacher in a school with a lot of students who may be coming in with colds and flus, and you're susceptible, then even if you're sort of on the edge of getting better, I might go ahead and get my flu vaccine.
I'm glad I'm not in your class there at FIU. Take that the right way, but it's hard to follow all this stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's because
too often people want hard and fast things for everything.
Yeah.
And the truth is, you've gotta evaluate an individual's circumstances to give the best advice for that individual.
No, I get it. And don't get me wrong. We really appreciate you going through all this with us every Wednesday morning. I just know I'd flunk your class. That's all I'm saying. Dr. Eileen Marty, we appreciate it as always. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you,
Bob.